The Chosen Season 4 will open in theaters in February. The star is Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus, and he's with us right now. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Jonathan, in preparing for this big role to play Jesus in The Chosen, were there some things about Jesus that surprised you or you found a little bit different to work out?
You know, I think anytime you're playing somebody, first of all, that existed in real life, but in this case had, you know, Christians believe he was divine as well as human. So when accessing, when trying to portray the divinity of Jesus, that becomes a little more tricky. So I end up really just trying to stay in my lane and rely on you know, the script and then what I believe, you know, as a Christian myself, relying on my faith and trying to kind of get out of the way and just let God sort of shine through the character. And that's as much as I can anticipate or try to plan when it comes to playing the divinity of Jesus. So for me, that's been the biggest challenge. And there are moments are like, you know, where we ask ourselves, and I mean, it's a great theological question. How much did Jesus know? And to what extent did he know what was happening? The preciseness of the events that were going to take place. And so every so often, there are moments to try to infuse what that kind of premonition or precognition kind of looks like. I'll try to incorporate that into certain scenes.
Well, it's interesting. As an actor, you are portraying Jesus, but as Christians, every day we want to follow Jesus and be like him. It's similar to what you are doing. Is there anything that you've learned as an actor that you can pass on to just everybody who wants to follow Jesus?
I think if you start by asking yourself those very deceivingly impactful words, what would Jesus do in any situation? I think for me, that becomes a mantra for life. And, you know, how would Jesus react would be, you know, an adjunct to that. I think we have to continue to remind ourselves of the necessity of humility, of the dangers of pride in our lives, and being mindful of the things that trap us into sin. Usually that stem from some sort of pride to begin with. It's pride being considered one of, you know, probably the father of all other sins. You know, when you have an excess of pride, then everything else starts to crumble and lead, you know, it becomes like the doorway into just bad decision making. So I think having a sense of humility and then having a sense of forgiveness and mercy, knowing that God has been so merciful with us in our lives. You know, if you think about all the ways that things could be much worse for us, and I know there are people probably listening there like, well, I got it pretty bad. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's we all go through something. I mean, it all becomes pain and strife and tribulation become relative depending on your circumstances and your environment. But it can always be worse, right? I mean, that's how I feel. Things can always be worse. I mean, if you're listening to this station, like, you're already miles ahead of so many other people, like the majority of the rest of the world, of the undeveloped world. I think when you recognize that and know that, okay, we all need a little grace, I think that kind of keeps you, it kind of keeps you in place in the heart of where Jesus is.
Catch up on seasons 1 through 3 of The Chosen before it opens in theaters February 4th, starring Jonathan Rumi as Jesus. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.